Hasta la vista, baby.
Listening to CITR 101.9. That was a brand new one by Woods on the Capture Tracks label. Brand new 7-inch from the Unstoppable label out of Brooklyn, New York. Woods are also from Brooklyn, New York. The lead singer there, Jeremy Earl, also runs a label called Woodsist, also based out of Brooklyn. Definitely some dynamite stuff coming from both those groups right now. Up next we have Fresh and Onlys are going to play two tracks off their brand new 7-inch. Been mentioning it all week, but they have a show coming up here this Sunday, playing Pat's Pub with Sex Church and Mode Modern, both those bands being local, of course. This is a brand new track from Fresh, two new tracks from the Fresh and Onlys on the brand new 7-inch.
We'll be right back.
There's a brand new one from a group called Brave Radar out of Montreal. That's on a label called Fixture Records, also based out of Montreal. You can visit that at fixture-records.com. Stuff all there is pretty cheap. That's a really, really good record. Just came out. And just ahead of that was The Fresh and Onlys with two tracks off of brand new 7-inch on the Dirty Knobby label based out of Seattle. Again, they'll be playing Pat's Pub this Sunday. It's an early show. So it's going to be over by about 11:30. Everything will get going around 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'd highly recommend you go check that one out. There's no advance tickets, so it's all going to be at the door. But up next we have a brand new one from Eat Skull, based out of, I believe, Philadelphia, possibly. They're definitely American. They're on the Silt Breeze label. This is a brand new one from Eat Skull.
Come out.
That was the California Raisins with Down at the Flophouse. That was from their 10-inch split with Chicago's Cave. California Raisins also being not from California, but definitely from Chicago. Unfortunately, they are defunct. That was their one and only release. Apparently, they broke up before that even came out. That's too bad, because that's pretty good stuff there, especially if you're into the Six Finger Satellite. Just ahead of that was Tyvek with Stop Start, with their brand new LP off of Silt Breeze. Tyvek are from Detroit, played a great show here about 6-7 months ago at the Peanut Gallery, just before it got shut down. And then ahead of that was Eat Skull, who are definitely not from Brooklyn. They are from... Or they're not from Philadelphia either. They're definitely from Portland, Oregon. That was Stick to the Formula, brand new LP on Silt Breeze as well. Up next, we have Cold Cave with CB and Me with their brand new 12-inch on What's Your Rupture. I believe, I'm pretty sure they're from Brooklyn. Who isn't from Brooklyn these days? But I'm pretty sure they are. And they've been garnering a lot of hype right now. And some of their 7-inches from last year are getting a little bit of... push on eBay right now. I would definitely try and look some of that stuff up and see if you can get it on the cheap. But this should still be available if you go to What's Your Rupture. If you Google that, that should come up. But this is a brand new one from Cold Cave, CB and Me. We'll be right back.
Creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
I really don't think I can ever get enough of that that promo shot for A Noise there. He'll be coming up next in about an hour here. The track just before that was Dead Luke with an unnamed track off of a cassette he did late last year on Sky-Fi Industries. Probably one of the last things that we'll see from him for a while. Apparently, Dead Luke, just being one man, is no longer in existence under that name, though he still runs an amazing tape label called Jerkwave. You can find that on MySpace. Just ahead of that was Gary Warr with Don't Go Out Tonight off a brand new 7-inch on Sacred Bones. And then ahead of that was Cold Cave with a track off their brand new 12-inch on What's Your Rupture. Up next we have a split jam here with Heavy Winged and Inca Ore. Heavy Winged being a pretty prolific psych rock group from the United States, spread all across the United States, actually people from Virginia and Portland and Brooklyn, I believe, of course. And Inca Ore being based out of Oakland. Her stuff definitely lies on the more ethereal end of psychedelic rock, I would say. She probably more in line with someone like Grouper. And I think they've actually shared the stage together a few times. But this is a Heavy Winged and Inca Ore off the brand new Joints 12-inch on Not Not Fun. This is Obsidian Mass.
a bat. It's a float plane. No, it's the Evaporators.
Soaring in and bringing supplies on June 23rd,
the Evaporators launched their new 7-inch A Wild Pear. Andrew W.K. joins them at Neptune Records for a live performance from 4 to 6 p.m.
And if that's not enough, head over to the Biltmore at 8 for an encore performance with the Vicious Cycles.
It'll make you want to fly.
You're back at CITR 101.9. This is Pop Drones. I am Mark Richardson, your host here. That last track was that heavy psych one there was a Heavy Winged and Inca Ore with Obsidian Mass off their joint release on the Not Not Fun label. That just came out. That should still be available. 500 copies only, I believe. You can get that at notnotfun.com or any halfway decent record store should be carrying that right now. Coming up next, we got some Brain Bombs. We got a little surprise guest with us tonight, a close friend and ally, Josh Rose, who also goes, who plays a lot of music under the name Sick Buildings, and he also has a project with Sam McKinley, also known as the Rita, and together they are known as BTHN. I'll be playing some of that in a bit. But he'll be giving the station a call, and every week, we're going to try to do it anyway, every week is going to give me something new, something fresh from the crates, and I'm going to know little to nothing about it. It's going to somewhat fit in with the show here. He's going to call in and give us a little rundown on it, and give us hopefully a little anecdote, a story, or something like that. That should be coming up in about 20 minutes or so. But first up, we got Brain Bombs with Behind a Tree.
Yeah.
That was a BTHN project between Sam McKinley, also known as The Rita, and Josh Rose, also known as Sick Buildings. That's his noise project. He also does some rock and roll bands. One just broke up, unfortunately, Robin Allied. He also has a new project coming up. Maybe he'll even give us a little hint about what that's all about coming up here. I'm going to try this. This is the first time I've ever done this, so we'll see if it actually pans out. I think it should be okay. Let's give it a shot here. Let's see if Josh is around. Hold on a sec. You there, Josh?
Yep.
Oh, okay, we got you. Sweet, we figured it out. Okay, so I just gave the crowd here, if there's anyone actually listening after that punishment there.
Just you and me.
Yeah. so you're also known as Sick Buildings, so you've done lots of cassettes and CDRs, and you don't have any full-length LPs yet, nothing yet.
No.
Yeah, well,
it's
hopefully...
It's an appearance, and that's about it.
Yeah, hopefully somebody is willing to do that. You've got too much going on in your own plate here.
People out there in Radio Land.
Yeah. Sick Buildings needs an LP release. Yeah. So we have a track here, "Endless Humiliation," which I really don't know much about, and I guess it was just kind of thrown into your hands. So just tell me the story about that.
Sure. Yeah, I was in New York in May to go to No Fun Fest, which is a 3-day noise fest. It's been put on for I guess this is like its 7th year or something now, in Brooklyn, Williamsburg. And I popped into the Hospital Records record store, which is Hospital Records is a noise label that's been going for, I don't know, over 10 years now, run by Dominic Furnow from Prurient, who's probably most notable for touring with Wolf Eyes and having records on Trouble Man and Load. And he runs the shop. He's there all the time. I know him, kind of, and enough.
Yeah, well enough.
Yeah, well enough. And, you know, I was asking him for recommendations. He pulls out this record, this, like, huge silkscreen cardboard cover in the style of Hospital. And I thought it was a Hospital release, but it's actually on Peel Back the Sky. And he's just like, it's awesome. It's awesome. And he has this, like, he's a funny guy, an intense man. He said it's basically somewhere in the world of Wall of Noise, black metal, industrial, noise rock, and like war metal drumming. Oh, well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Fooled me. And then he also said it's a project from one of the guys from Air Conditioning. And it's Robert Jurgensen from Air Conditioning, who are another like long-running noise rock band. Probably most notable for a release on Load Records from a couple of years ago.
Dollar bins everywhere right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, dollar bins everywhere because the band name isn't on the album cover.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what sells records.
Yeah, no one reads the spine.
Yeah, no one reads the spine. And there, are for those unfamiliar with Air Conditioning, which is probably the majority of people everywhere, they're described on Discogs as being as if Universal Indians, another obscure noise band, so it doesn't really help, decided to spend a day playing only Neanderthal songs. Or if Harry Pussy did their best interpretation of Holy Money by Swans. So, like, the obscure references, abound.
Yeah, that was enough to sell you on Air Conditioning.
Yeah, but if I can give a more kind of visual anecdote of this band. I saw them play a couple years ago in New York with another band called American Band, who are quite possibly the best named band ever. all kinds of reasons, but yeah, mostly because of Grand Funk Railroad references. But they were playing in collaboration, and Robert Jurgensen, who we're going to hear his new project, "Endless Humiliation," soon. He's standing on stage with a guitar hanging from him, and like just sort of piles of effects pedals and equipment all around him, and this like miasma of noise being generated by the other three fellows he's playing with. One being his bandmate in Air Conditioning, Matt Franco. and the other two being Jason Krumer, who also makes Harsh Noise and has some notoriety as being the guitarist in the Relapse band Face Down and Shit,
mm-hmm.
Who, like, people might be a little bit more familiar with that. And then this older friend of theirs, who is the really American part of American band. I can't think of his name, but it may as well be like Count Dude or something. He's like a 55-year-old, like, retired spot welder and steel grinder, and literally he just plays a giant sheet of metal grinding steel. So there's Robert Jurgensen in front of this, you know, crowd of miscreants, and, like, he's standing, he's a kind of a bigger guy, and holding aloft what looks like a rotting deer head and rib cage.
Oh, jeez.
And he's just, like, holding, like, that's his contribution to the performance. he's just holding this. And you could start to smell it about, like, 10 minutes in. And it looked like, it didn't look like, you know, it wasn't cleaned, it wasn't properly cured.
Yeah, of course.
It was literally like a rotting deer skeleton. Like, they hit into town, they hit a deer.
On the way in, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's. I guess that is sort of the visual representation.
Equivalent of what we were about to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, this is some seriously heinous, violent stuff.
Yeah.
And it, when you said industrial and black noise and all this stuff, and you were first telling me about it in the shop, I was just like, okay, like, I was really having a hard time imagining what, but it is. It's just like you just hear all that stuff in, like, a whirlwind of just hell.
Everything ugly in music, like, distilled and condensed into, it's something like 20 songs on the record.
Yeah, I don't even know which one I'm playing or if it's two of them. I see the grooves, but I'm just going to play about 5 minutes worth off this record. And if you thought you were in between the dials 5 minutes ago, you're not even going to know where
you
are.
Yeah, you've lost the station.
Yeah. But, so this is Endless Humiliation. There's not a whole lot of information on the internet. We tried to look up some stuff the other day. They don't have a MySpace. There's not a lot of information.
Couldn't find anything. If anybody's interested, Robert Jurgensen, Jurgensen, and the label that put it out is called Peel Back the Sky, who have released all but, like, 8 things in the last 10 years. So,
you know, it's something special when they do. Yeah.
They're again, like, probably most famous for releasing the very first Prurient LP full length, which is unbelievably obscure and hard to find.
Yeah. So all noise heads who are just about to tune into a noise here, or if you've just woken up, this is Endless Humiliation. Thanks a lot, Josh. That was awesome.
Thank you, Mark.
That was Endless Humiliation with about, I guess that was about three tracks off of that LP that Josh just lovingly described. Thanks for that again, Josh, if you're listening. I'm sure you still are. Hopefully we'll be able to do this every week if we can get it together. He's normally working down at Zulu Records around this time, and hopefully he can find the 10 minutes or so to get on the air every week around 11 o'clock to do this. We'll see how it goes, but that first one there worked out pretty well. I'm about to sign off here. We got a noise coming up next. So that last track was Endless Humiliation. We're going to end it off here with some Blue Sabbath Black Cheer, a brand new 10-inch that they just put out on their own label, Gnarled Forest. That's a Seattle band. They play a lot of shows. If you're into the noise, I would definitely try to head down to Seattle. They played here last year for the All-Day Noise Fest at Vivo, which was absolutely amazing. They were probably the highlight of the whole night. And up next, we have the Blue Sabbath Black Cheer track. Make sure you check out the Fresh and Onlys. They are playing Pat's Pub Sunday night. That should be really, really good. This is Blue Sabbath Black Cheer. That was Bob Drones. Up next, a noise.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! Do you understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead, burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
It is 11:30 in the a.m. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday, with your host Luke Mead here at the almighty CITR 101.9 FM atop the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia. And coming up in the next hour and a half, again, great show before me, Pop Drones. I think this is becoming a great symbiotic relationship. So we're going to pick up kind of where Mark left off there. Something we haven't played in about maybe, we're going to start off with something pretty old. I've played this in maybe 5 or 6 years. One of my favorite artists of all time, but also one of my favorite albums by this artist. I'm talking about Keiji Haino, or Haino Keiji, if you want to be very, very Japanese and respectful. Exhortation that accept to knowledge. Lovely, long, dense 41-minute track. We're not going to play the whole thing, but just to give you a taste.